All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our show. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our show. I'm your host, Ya Ami, with Poetry Saved My Life. Tonight, we have a very special guest that will be coming on this evening, one of St. Louis songstress, Nancy Mansour. You're going to definitely love this young lady. She's got a beautiful voice, great talent. You don't want to miss it. So definitely stay tuned, and we'll have her on, definitely. You don't want to miss this evening's show with our very talented young guest, Nancy Mansour. She is an angelic songstress. Tune in as we interview this young talent. And we'll be back. I'll take a quick break. Thanks. Okay, guys, looks like we had a little technical difficulty. Anyway, St. Louis songstress Nancy Mansour, like I said earlier, you don't want to miss this evening's show with our very talented young guest, Nancy Mansour. She's an angelic songstress. Tune in as we interview this young talent. We're definitely excited about this young, beautiful voice this young lady has, and I know that all of you will be amazed at this young lady. She sings some of her songs, and also we're going to do a little interview with her as well. So you guys are tuning in to Poetry Saved My Life. I'm going to our phone lines in just a few moments, and I'll bring her on. Again, Nancy Mansour, St. Louis songstress, a beautiful voice, guys. You don't want to miss her. All right, we'll be going to the phone lines in about 30 seconds. Again, you guys are listening to Poetry Saved My Life, and I'm your host, Ya Ami. And we have a very special guest on this evening. All right, we're going to the phone lines right now. Nancy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How's your evening?
Mine's good. How was yours?
It was pretty good. Thank you so much. So, you know, the listeners are anxious to know a little bit about you. You know, I've been blessed with the opportunity of meeting your father and listening to several of your beautiful songs that you performed. And it's great to have this beautiful found talent here in the Show Me State right here in St. Louis, Missouri. So we definitely appreciate the opportunity of listening to your angelic voice. So tell us a little bit about you and what got you into music.
Okay, so the story started when I was 5 years old. I used to sing with my dad at any party or, like, any venue you would see me sing with him. And then after that, I knew that I wanted to be a performer for everybody, a singer. So since then, I started singing, and that's basically how I started.
And how old are you now?
I am 11.
All right. Now, the voice, it sounds like you've been singing much longer than that. I mean, it seems as if you've been here before. You've got talent beyond talent. I mean, my God, when you sing, I imagine a Celine Dion or someone of that status actually singing a song. In fact, you've actually sang one of her songs. And I mean, oh my goodness, it's just amazing. Your voice is just, it's brilliant. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem. So, okay, so did your dad actually get you into it, or were you inspired prior to your father helping you out or kind of, you know, coaching you along the way? Have you always had an appreciation for music and song?
Yeah, well, he used to sing, and I used to, like, watch him sing, and he used to, like, sing everywhere, basically, and I used to go with him, and then I got inspired to sing by him, and now he's my coach, and he does everything, basically, for me to get where I want to be.
Okay. All right. Well, you are definitely getting there, and you have all the right people in your corner right now to get you where you need to get to. So for any aspiring singers or young people out there now, what do you have to say to them to kind of inspire and coach them along the way to perhaps live their dreams or to step out on faith and begin their singing career or whatever type of arts and entertainment career that they have, whether it's visual or performing arts? What do you have to say to our young listeners?
I have to say, you know, if you have talent, you need to show the world. So, I mean, you need to practice, because if you just, like, go on a show and stuff and you've not practiced, then they won't let you in. You've got to, you know, work hard, be determined, and make sure you have talent, and then, like, audition everywhere And, I mean, if you really do have talent, then, you know, you need to work hard to make sure you don't lose that talent because, I mean, yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. So what does the future have in store for you? You're still young. You got talented voice. Where would you like to be, let's say, 3 years from now, singing, dancing, acting? Where would you like to be, like, 3 years from now, if it were up to you?
I want to be, obviously, my show on Disney Channel. I'm pretty sure maybe that's going to be a big hit. So after that, probably a performer on stage, you know, going on tour, you know, doing albums, you know, showing people my voice.
Good, good, good. Good deal. Well, we definitely look forward to that. I want to bring on my co-host. I'm sure she's got a few questions for you or some comments for you. Again, you guys are listening to a St. Louis songstress, Nancy Mansour, and you're tuning in to Poetry Saved My Life, and I'm your host, Yaa Ami. And our co-host this evening is Sister Rhonda T. Rhonda Supreme. Sister Rhonda, how are you?
Yes. Hi there. I'm good.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
happy that you have the guest that you have on today because I did see a performance that you sent me. It was beautiful. I enjoyed it very much.
We saw a few of your videos on your father's Facebook page there when you sang the Celine Dion song. Oh, my, that's actually one of my favorite songs, actually. Yeah, it was. So you think we can have a few of your selections of your choice, and can I special request that song you sang, that Celine Dion song, can I special request that? Unfortunately, we're going to see it without the wind and without the special effects and the water. But I think, you know, you radiate enough that we can kind of still get that picture.
Okay, well, yeah, I could sing that right now.
Okay, great, awesome. Great. Well, yeah, when you're ready.
All right. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you, that is how I know you. Go on, near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, you open the door, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on and on.
That was very nice.
It's beautiful. I mean,
and that was without music. That was
without music.
Instrumental. Mm-hmm.
Without music. I mean, just listening to her voice, I can just sit back, relax, and just imagine her being on that big screen all around the world, just singing her beautiful heart out.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It is truly, truly amazing. What do you say to a young lady like that, Rhonda?
Oh, well, honestly, follow your heart and your dreams because, you know, anything that you think or you believe in with all your heart can come true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're already halfway there. It's something that I think is in your destiny. So don't let anyone distract you, discourage you. You know, you can listen to people, but you don't have to believe what they say, you know, when they speak things that aren't so positive. But, you know, I think you already feel in your heart what you should be doing with your life. And, you know, just music is communication that just crosses all boundaries, all races, all religions. And it's something that's really, you know, can be used to help and heal. And it's just a beautiful gift that you have. It really is.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We already know how you feel, Yah.
Yeah, he's
the one that directed me to your video. Yeah, that was very nice.
Thank you for liking it.
Yeah, not a problem.
You certainly have some newfound fans here, definitely. So we will do what we can to continue to promote, you know, your singing, your career, all of that great stuff. You know, it's definitely a pleasure. So we appreciate your family and your father for, you know, being with you along the way to kind of help, you know, coach and educate you in that manner. It's definitely a beautiful thing to have the support of your father and family from there as well. So again, for those of you that are just now tuning in, you are listening to a beautiful songstress right from St. Louis, Missouri, Nancy Mansour. She's 11 years old now. She's been singing since she was 5 years old, right?
Yes.
That's unbelievable
she doesn't even seem like she's 11.
She's so much more mature than any 11-year-olds that I know.
Absolutely.
that's
what I was saying. Man, it's I'm just truly amazed. So who are some of your favorite actresses or inspirations? I know you look up to Celine Dion. Obviously, you sang her song perfectly. I mean, beautiful. So who else?
I like Mariah Carey and, you know, Celine Dion and all of them. But the number one singer I love is Christina Aguilera. I mean, she has a rare voice, and that's why I like her. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Christina. Okay. I would have never known. Christina Aguilera. Okay. You any favorites of hers? Do you sing hers, or you just kind of, you just like her voice?
I know every song of hers. I listen to every album. I've, like, seen every show. I just love her.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we'll love to have you sing one of her songs then. Would you like to do that?
Yes, sure.
All right. Whichever song you like to sing, definitely go ahead. We're here listening to you.
All right. I am done smoking gun. We've lost it all. The love is gone. She has won. Now it's no fun. We've lost it all. The love is gone. I feel like the world's been infected. And somehow you left me neglected. We found a life in the change. Babe, you lost me.
That's just awesome. That's just great. I mean, beautiful talent, great voice. We're going to go to the phone lines right now, guys. You are listening to Poetry Saved My Life, a radio show, and I'm your host, Yah Ami, with our very special guest, one of our own St. Louis finest songstresses, Nancy Mansour. We're going to go to area code 312. Sister Naima, you are on the air. Sister Naima has a talk show, Female Solution, 5 days a week from 7 a.m. Central Standard Time to 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Sister Naima, how are you?
Excellent, and very grateful to hear your very talented guest this evening.
Oh, thank you. She's on. Her name's Sister Nancy. Nancy, please, that's Naima Latif. She has a radio show as well, 5 days a week, The Female Solution. Maybe one day you can come on and you know, be a guest on her show. But Naima, what do you have to say to this beautiful young talent?
Well, one of the things that I thought about a week or so ago when Stevie Wonder was here and he, on a national tour, his tour is called Songs in the Key of Life, and he spoke about the power of music and changing the vibration where we live and bringing peace. And when I hear a voice like that, I think of how powerful it is to have that gift, that you can literally go into a stadium full of people and transform a city with that voice, because you have the power to touch the hearts of people and transform them. And that is the most powerful weapon that we have. It's the gift that we have been given to use the power of sound to touch the hearts and souls of people and truly bring peace in a way that is lasting. So I thank you for sharing your gift with the audience nationally and internationally, because you were born to change the world. And so I salute you, and I urge you to continue to spread that gift to the world.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
You mean a lot. You mean a lot to us. You mean a lot to the world. You have a great responsibility ahead of you right now, and I know it seems a lot looking at it and hearing it from us, you know, but it really is a big deal. Everyone has a purpose, and I think you have certainly found your niche. You have certainly found your voice, and you are definitely on the right path. And so for that, we salute and we commend you on your journey and wish you all the best. Much, much, much success and happiness will come before you. You'll have so much success and happiness that you won't know what to do with. It will be an abundance of joy because you have that kindred spirit. You have a beautiful spirit. And like Naima said, you will definitely bless and touch everyone's heart. You will melt their hearts away with your voice and your overall being. You have a beautiful aura. Don't ever lose track of that and who you are as you continue to elevate and inspire other young people and even adults as well. Don't ever lose hope. Don't ever lose that talent. Against all odds, you will prevail. You will prevail. So you sang a few songs for us tonight, the Celine Dion song, and you sang a song by Christina Aguilera. And, of course, you know, we're over the airwaves, so we're not really getting the full effects of your beautiful voice and vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the listening audience can definitely appreciate and understand where you are. And those that are interested in – all the phone lines are open right now, but those that are interested in listening to you, you know, more and hearing your voice more, they can definitely – I'm going to refer them to – to your father's Facebook page, and they can listen to your music on there, some of the videos that are on there. And for those that are interested in listening to her songs and seeing her videos, again, you're listening to Nancy Mansour. It's her father's Facebook page, which has her stuff on there. Again, keep in mind she's still a minor, so. Emad, E-M-A-D-M-A-N-S-O-R, E-M-A-D, first name, last name, Mansour, M-A-N-S-O-R. And on her father's page, you can see her playing the piano, singing along with the piano, and on stage doing some performances. And one of my favorite videos is with the water. I love the water, the ocean there, and
mm-hmm.
I have that on my Facebook page on Ya'ami, Y-A-H-A-M-M-I, on my Facebook page there, and I put beautiful song as my commentary on my comments. And also I saw that it was translated to or transliterated from the Arabic language over to the English as well. I thought that was very, very beautiful as well, very beautifully done. So any questions for us? Is there anything you'd like to ask us? We have Sister Rhonda on the line,
yeah.
our co-host, and we have Naima Latif on the line and yourself. And, of course, I'm the host. So do you have any questions for us?
Not really questions, but I just want to appreciate you for having me on the show and seeing all those amazing comments and letting me actually sing on your show. It's an honor to be on your show as well.
Here. Listen,
I'm
honored.
You are welcome. Glad to have you.
And Naima, any words? Guys, just so you know, we've got about 8 minutes.
I have a question. I have a short question, and I asked this of a singer that, matter of fact, Opal Staples, who's a singer, one of the background singers at the concert with Stevie Wonder, and your voice is your instrument. How conscious are you about what you eat, the amount of sleep you get, and other things, the air you breathe, not being around people who smoke? How much of that is part of your daily routine in making sure that you keep your instrument safe from harm by what you put down your throat? Is it a lifestyle, and who are the people around you that remind you to take care of your voice?
I obviously have to take care of my voice. I take care of it every single day. You know, I drink a special kind of tea, but sometimes I don't get a lot of sleep because I have to practice basically every day. So I usually get like probably 5-6 hours of sleep. So yeah, I just practice all day. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good.
This is your voice. So this is your instrument for life. So yeah, you probably need to increase those hours of sleep, you know, a couple hours. If you can, and then, you know, drink plenty of water in addition to the tea. But that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I have a follow-up question, not that it's of any significance. Do you have a vegetarian lifestyle? Do you eat more? Are you a vegetarian? Or do you aspire to eat more healthier?
I'm not a vegetarian, but, I mean, sometimes I eat veggies and stuff, but... No, I eat everything that in front of me, basically.
Okay. What are some of your favorite vegetables? I got to ask, because we got young people on the phone lines, or they're going to be listening in and tuning in future, and we definitely want to promote, like, some type of good veggies or something that you'd recommend.
I like a special kind of carrot, special kind of broccoli, a little bit of lettuce. I don't like tomatoes that much, and... Yeah, I love carrots and lettuce and stuff like that.
Okay, good deal. Do you have any favorite actresses? Like, if you could meet an actress today, who would he or she be and why?
Probably Angelina Jolie, because she's an amazing actress, and I've only seen one of her Disney movies that she's acted in, and I'd like to meet her. Yeah.
Okay. Angela Jolie seems to be a great choice, definitely. I'd like to meet Angela Jolie one day myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet her, Ty, I said hi.
Okay, I will.
When you meet her, because I'm sure you will meet her, when you meet her, tell her I said hi.
I will. Give her lots of love from you.
Yeah, we will definitely do that.
Now,
there's
another question I'd like to ask her, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
What is your ultimate ambition? Are you looking to be a total performer in terms of actor, singer, dancer, producer? Where do you see yourself, say, 20 years from now, when you're perhaps maybe reaching your peak or headed toward your ultimate ambition and achievement? What would you like to see your life look like in 20 years?
Part of that question, and I know you were just tuning in recently, but she'd answered that. She can answer it again, but leaving out certain details, because I know that she's doing some other stuff on another level, so we want to mention what she's doing with that particular company. Nancy, you understand, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so we can talk around that. You can answer the question, just we don't have to mention that particular company that you're working with now, okay?
Mm-hmm,
all right,
okay.
Go ahead.
I see myself on a big stage singing in front of millions and millions of people, you know, changing their lives by my music and touring and going on a lot of movies and being, you know, an entertainer for everybody, you know, singing, acting, dancing to them, just a full-on performer for everybody.
Okay. Well, all right. You have all the talent you have.
Yeah, kind of like what you said, Naima. You see her in front of millions of people and just singing her little heart out and just blessing everyone with her vocals. That's a beautiful thing.
All right.
It's a beautiful thing. So, well, Nancy, as I said earlier, it's definitely been a blessing just to be graced by your presence, just to hear your voice here, just to see your videos and you displaying the talents that you have. If more young people would follow in your footsteps, if they were promoting this type of arts, visual arts and entertainment in the school systems, I think it'd be a great place to be. There'd be less prisons being built around the world. There'd be more peace around the world. There definitely wouldn't be any economic disparities that we're experiencing. But, you know, you are definitely an inspiration, as we said earlier. And whatever we can do to continue to spread the word about what you're doing, we will do that. Whether it's putting your videos on our social media sites or websites, whatever, we'll do that, just to kind of get you more exposure and publicity that you need. And we know, you know, we want to wish you well in your future events with the companies that you're working for and with. And you just put a smile on my face. You just put a smile on my heart and a smile on my face. I'm sure your father is just so proud of you. As if you were my daughter, I'd be proud of you every single day and just smiling and smiling and just doing what I can to continue investing in your future. And it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much for that awesome comment.
Not a problem.
Just one last comment I'd like to make is that when you get to college, is to take a course in entertainment law and make sure you know the laws surrounding your business, because you want to be the one that signs your checks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment law. So that's something that, and I'm sure your father's coaching you along the way, but mention that to him. And, you know, take mental notes of that entertainment law. Guys, we've reached the end of our show. We've got about 40 seconds remaining. I want to thank you all for tuning in to our very special go with our very special show with our very, very, very special guest, Miss Nancy Mansour. What a beautiful voice. We've got about 10 seconds. You want to leave us out with something, Nancy?
Not really, I guess. Thank you for having me on the show, and this was an awesome interview and first radio show for you guys that you interviewed me on.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate having you, and we'll have you again soon. We'll be in touch. Thank
all
you,
right.
And
thank
God
you.
Bless. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Yes, Naima. Good show. We'll talk again soon. I'll see you. I'll be doing another show for those that are just tuning in. We'll be doing a human rights radio show and in about 1 minute from now, actually. So those of you that are tuning
all
in, please join us on the human rights radio show. We're expecting some very special guests on that show, too. Thank you so much. Peace, blessings. Have a good
all
day.
All right. Fantastic.